Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ego and the Id, written by Sigmund Freud, is a seminal work in the field of psychoanalysis that continues to influence psychology, literature, and philosophy even today. First published in 1923, the book presents a groundbreaking theory of the psyche's structure and operates on the model of three distinct elements: the id, ego, and superego. Freud's exploration into the depths of the human mind explains the complex relationship between these entities and their influence on human behavior and personality. Through this work, Freud not only radically advanced his earlier work on the theory of the unconscious, but also laid the groundwork for many contemporary psychological constructs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the structural model of psyche, in the ego and the id. Freud introduces the structural model of the psyche, which divides the mind into three interacting systems: the id, ego, and superego. The id is the primal unconscious part of the mind that operates on the pleasure principle, seeking immediate gratification of impulses and desires. The ego is the conscious, rational self that mediates between the desires of the id and the realities of the external world, operating on the reality principle. The superego acts as the moral conscience, enforcing societal norms and ideals. Freud's model illustrates how these elements interact to influence behavior and personality, highlighting the conflict between innate desires and social expectations. Secondly, the role of the unconscious. Freud's contributions to understanding the unconscious mind are pivotal throughout The Ego and the Id. He argues that the unconscious plays a significant role in shaping behavior, thoughts, and emotions, much of which individuals are not aware of. Freud delves into how the unconscious mind stores repressed desires and memories, which can surface in various forms, such as dreams or slips of the tongue. He illustrates how the ego and superego work to keep these repressed elements at bay, contributing to the dynamics of personality and the complexities of mental health. Thirdly, defense mechanisms, a crucial aspect of Freud's theory, as elaborated in The Ego and the Id, is the concept of defense mechanisms. These are psychological strategies deployed by the ego to manage conflict between the id's desires and the superego's moral standards. Freud outlines various defense mechanisms, including repression, denial, and projection, which serve to protect the individual from experiencing anxiety or discomfort. Understanding these mechanisms provides insight into coping strategies individuals use, sometimes unconsciously, to navigate emotional and psychological stress. Fourthly, the Oedipus complex. Freud further expands his theory of psychosexual development by integrating the Oedipus complex into the dynamics of the id, ego, and superego within the ego and the id. This complex describes a child's unconscious sexual desire for the opposite sex parent and jealousy toward the same sex parent. Freud posits this phenomenon as a critical stage in the development of the superego and the formation of morality, identity, and eventual adult sexual orientation. The Oedipus complex is one of Freud's most controversial and debated ideas, reflecting the intricate interplay between innate drives and socio-cultural influences. Lastly, the dynamic between ego and reality, one of the salient points in The Ego and the Id, is the exploration of how the ego navigates between the id's primal desires and the demands of reality. Freud elucidates this process by discussing how the ego employs defense mechanisms and rationality to negotiate these forces, aiming for a state of psychological equilibrium. This dynamic elucidation provides a comprehensive understanding of how human beings adapt to external pressures, highlighting the flexibility and resilience of the ego in the face of internal conflicts and environmental challenges. In conclusion, Sigmund Freud's The Ego and the Id remains a cornerstone text for anyone interested in psychoanalysis, psychology, and understanding human behavior. Its insights into the workings of the human mind, the forces that shape personality, and the inevitable conflicts that arise within the psyche make it essential reading for students, psychologists, and the general reader alike. By delving into Freud's theories, one gains invaluable perspectives on the complexities of the mind and behaviors, offering pathways to explore the depths of human consciousness and the mechanisms of coping with life's inherent challenges. The book's groundbreaking ideas provide a lens through which we can better understand ourselves and others, making it a timeless contribution to the field of psychology. If you would like to support Sigmund Freud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.